And this retreat is Satipatthana retreat. So we will practice according to Satipatthana Sutta. So in Satipatthana Sutta, there are four ways of practice, right? The first one is Kaya Nupasana Satipatthana, contemplation on body. The second one, Vedana Nupasana Satipatthana, contemplation on feeling. Third one, Citta Nupasana Satipatthana, contemplation on mind. And the fourth, contemplation on Dhamma, Dhamma Nupasana Satipatthana. So for this 2 7-day retreat, we will focus on three. Kaya Nupasana, one. Under Kaya Nupasana Satipatthana, there are 7 ways of practice. So we will choose one, which is Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing. Okay? And next 3 days, 3 or 4 days onwards, we will practice contemplation on feelings and contemplation on mind. So these are 3 aspects we will cover in this short 7 days retreat. It's a mixture of concentration and insight. Neither pure insight nor pure concentration. It's a mixture of both insight and concentration. Okay. So today I'm going to explain to you how to practice Kaya Nupasana Satipatthana. May I know any one of you does not understand how to practice Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing? Please put up your hand. So or no? So no need for me to give instruction. Anyway, I want to make sure you practice correctly. So I will give you some short instructions since you know how to practice already. And that on I will give you how to practice walking meditation. Different ways. And you choose the one according to what you want. Okay? So, Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing, is concentration practice. You can achieve 4th jhana. I think you have heard about jhana, right? You can achieve 4th jhana by practicing Anapanasati. To achieve 4th jhana, it may take you at least 1 month, even 1 year, or 5 years, some 10 years. Also will never achieve jhana. Therefore, our 7 days retreat is not to aim to attain jhana until you have very strong parami, perfections in your past life. Otherwise, to attain jhana is not easy. You got to practice very intensively, at least for a month. Then to attain first jhana is possible. Okay? So, today I will give you the basic guidance of how to practice Anapanasati, which I also have distributed the my notes for you already. Now, if you cannot get it, please read the note again and again to remind you how to practice accordingly and correctly. Okay. So, first, the object of Anapanasati. Let me explain to you Anapana. Anapana means breathing in and breathing out. Sati means mindfulness or awareness or knowing. So this meditation is knowing, breathing in and breathing out. So simple. So you keep your awareness, keep your attention under the nostril or in front of you. For some people, to keep the attention under the small spot, under the nostril, can cause tension because the mind is not subtle enough to catch that small spot. A small spot. Therefore, we keep the mindfulness attention in front of your face, larger area, so that the mind will not tense up. So you choose accordingly. You can put your attention under the nostril or in front of you. Both are correct. You choose which one is more comfortable for you. The most important, you must feel comfortable. When you feel comfortable, you love the meditation. When you love the meditation, you can make progress. Okay? Then mindfully you breathe in, breathe out, continuously aware of the breath. Don't follow the breath go into the body or up to the head or down to the abdomen. Don't follow the breath. If you follow the breath go up and down, your mind is moving up and down. Therefore, you cannot develop very deep concentration. Okay? And maybe after 30 minutes or 20 minutes, the thought comes, the pain comes, itchiness or all sensation comes. If you want to, I will encourage you within 30 minutes, don't move, don't change your attention to other phenomena. Within 30 minutes, put aside everything, just focus on your breath. This helps you to develop concentration. So when you have concentration, then you want to go to insight, it becomes more easy. Therefore, within 30 minutes, don't change your attention to other things. After 30 minutes, don't see the watch. What time is it? Just roughly know. And after 30 minutes, you can put aside your breath if you want. But if you don't want, you want to continue to practice Anapanasati, it is also fine. As I said, up to your own choice, what you want to do. Okay. So after half an hour, you put aside the breath, then observe whatever arises in the body. Just try to be aware whatever arises in the body first. Okay. So if you don't want, if you want pure concentration, then continue breathing in and breathing out for 1 hour. No problem. So for the first day, second day, third day, in fact, I would like you to practice concentration continuously. Unless certain phenomena that arise in the body and mind become very disturbing, disturb your concentration, you cannot pay attention on the breath anymore, then you shift your attention to aware of that. Whatever phenomena that arise in the body and mind, just aware of it. Hold it, hold the object. Hold it and aware of it for a few seconds. Then later on, try to contemplate it as changing, impermanent, or vanishing. Pure awareness is not enough. But without awareness, wisdom cannot arise. Therefore, you must be aware first what is happening in the mind and body. After hold the object for few seconds, then shift awareness to wise attention. What is wise attention? Pay wise attention to that arising phenomena as impermanent, anicca, impermanent, vanishing, or changing. Keep on pay such wise attention to that phenomena. Then gradually you will see that phenomena disappeared in the body and the mind. This is what we want to achieve in insight meditation. But for the first 3 days, if no disturbing thoughts or no disturbing pain or sensation or hindrances, then you continuously pay attention to the breath. Only that phenomena becomes so disturbing, then you shift your awareness to that phenomena and contemplate impermanent, vanishing, disappearing, changing, and so on. When that phenomena pass away, then you note again, make a mark in your mind that it has gone. Therefore, it is impermanent. Make a mark. This mark is very important. Once you make a mark in the heart, that phenomena is impermanent, that phenomena is changing, that phenomena is vanishing, that mark leaves the impression in your heart. Then gradually your mind understands impermanent, anything, whatever arises impermanent. One mark, one impression, 10 marks, 10 impressions. Gradually your mind, the way you perceive things, then accordance with the truth. The truth is impermanent. This is the purpose why you should contemplate impermanent, to change your perception, so that your perception be accordant with the truth of universal impermanence. Okay, is it clear? Okay, so let me go back to the Anapanasati a little bit. Because since you are advanced meditator, I want to go deep in this subject. First, you just know the breath in and out. In the beginning, the breath is gross. But when you develop concentration, the breath will become more and more subtle. And when the breath becomes more and more subtle, sometimes people, you know, don't know how to contemplate because it's not clear to the mind anymore. At this time, you need a little bit more effort. You need more mindfulness to be able to catch or to be able to aware of this subtle breath. Otherwise, your mind will become restless, because the object is no more clear, right? So at this time, important to have strong mindfulness. You know, strong mindfulness, don't let the mind go outside the breath, although it's very small, although it's very subtle. So keep on, even if it disappears, to a certain extent, the breath will disappear from your observation. Now, this is a very good sign. It means that your mind becomes more and more concentrated. Therefore, the breath becomes more and more subtle. So don't panic when you cannot feel the breath. Many people get very panic. No breath, how am I going to live? All this are imagination. Right? All this, nobody died during Anapanasati. So don't let your thoughts disturb yourself, disturb you. So when there's no breath, you just keep awareness here, don't give up. Then gradually, when there's no breath, you know it's a good stage. You yourself must know, when you reach a stage there's no breath, you are progressing in the path. You must know yourself, I'm progressing. Simply because my mindfulness is not strong enough to take care or to aware of this small breath. Therefore, I need to strengthen my mindfulness. This is the only thing you need to do. You need to strengthen your mindfulness. Be more careful, observe the breath. So still keep attention under the nostril in front of you. Don't let your attention out of this place. Then the breath will come back. If still the breath does not come back, you can purposely breathe little bit, very little bit. Purposely breathe little bit so that there's something for you to focus on. Then the breath will come back again. Then continue again and again. For some people, you know, at this moment, the body becomes so light, very light. And for some people, they cannot feel the hand. They cannot feel the body. Somebody cannot feel the hand, can feel the body. Then he wonder, my hand. How come I cannot feel the hand anymore? So they open the hand, and the hand's still there. Okay, all these are manifestations of concentration. Concentration is a very powerful thing. When you have good experience, you cannot feel the body anymore. There's no weight. Body becomes so light. There's no weight, therefore you think your body disappears already. Somebody get very frightened. All this I tell you first, so that once you experience, then you know it is normal. It's just a sign of progressing. Okay? So, when your mind, your concentration developed, the body becomes so light, and it is a good time for you to sit continuously. At that time, no pain. Body, no body already, wake up the pain. So you cannot feel the body, and also you cannot feel the pain. And if you achieve this, sit continuously 3 hours, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, you don't have to get up. Because you cannot get to this stage all the times. Only once a while you can get it. So once you get it, continue to sit. Okay? Don't miss the chance. Okay. So there's another thing, I don't know whether I should speak of or not, but it's mentioned in my note. When the concentration goes very deep, some light will appear. Any one of you experienced light before? Light. Any one of you experienced light? No. So not yet. So concentration can produce powerful light. So if you see the light, if you practice very hard, and within 3 days, the light appear, don't be frightened. Okay? I think I should let you know first, because each of you may have very, some of you may have very strong past affection. So when you come to the practice, your past experience will come back again. So it's better to let you know, then you know, at least you know you are in a right track. So when the concentration develops, some light will appear. Here in front. Usually not directly from the nose in the beginning, but in front of you. Some here, beside the head. Some here, but mostly in front of you. So when you first see light, don't be frightened, don't think you are out of the mind. And don't open the eye and see where the light. When you open the eye, the light disappears. Because the light is not to be seen through the eye, it's to be seen through concentrated mind. Therefore, when you open the eye, you cannot see the light. You close again, you see the light. So this light, in this Anapanasati, this light is very important. It's one type of nimitta. Let me explain a bit. Light and nimitta is a bit different. Light can appear this here above the head, beside, left side, right side. All these are called light. It's a sign of progress. Show you that you are progressing. Because it's produced by concentration. But in Anapanasati practice, what is important is nimitta. Nimitta is called sign of concentration. It will appear under the nostril here, very close to the face. So different people experience different color of light. Some blue color, yellow color, purple color, red color, and so on, some white color. So if you see this light, you should be happy, but don't be frightened. I remember one of my students, usually in the first talk, I will introduce Anapanasati, and I will talk about little bit light. So then she got an idea already. When one progress in the path, one will see the light. So in the second day, very strong light shine on her. Second day only. Very strong light shine on her. At that time, then she was very panicked. She want to see me, want to report to me. And she told me that, she told me that, sister, luckily you told me there is light. Otherwise, I will go back immediately. Because how come how can the light shine on me? You know, it's very mysterious. So, but before that, she already listened that you will see the light if you are progressing in the path. And she told me if she meditate at home alone and see such light, she might think she has gone crazy. So because of this, I don't want you to think you are crazy, therefore I mention the light. Otherwise, I don't want to mention. Why I don't want to mention? Because when I mention, you start to expect the light to come. There is greed in your mind, right? You start expectation when the light comes and your mind becomes disturbed. Your mind becomes not pure anymore. You expect something to happen and your mind is not pure. When the mind is not pure, your concentration cannot develop. So this is the disadvantage. I mention the light. But if I don't mention, I also afraid when you encounter light, you think something wrong with you. So you yourself have to make judgment, okay? Practice without any expectation. But if you see light and know you are progressing, that's all. Okay. So this is the basic guidance of how to practice Anapanasati. And another point is that to make progress in the meditation, especially Anapanasati, you must practice with relaxed mind. Make your mind very relaxed. And the moment you sit, relax the body first. You can scan the body, hit hair, ear, body, hit hair, forehead, face, neck, shoulder. Relax the body, scanning. Relax the body 3 times first, then check your mind, whether your mind is tense up, whether your mind has expectation or not. Let go the expectation, let go the tension of the mind, let go of everything, and see your mind is empty, only awareness on the breath, and the body is relaxed. Then start. Don't start with tense mind or tense body. You cannot achieve concentration with tension. Concentration needs very subtle, easy, happy, and relaxed mind. Why? Because the breath is so subtle. If it tense up, it makes things worse. Therefore, you've got to be very relaxed and yet alert, knowing what's happening in you. And then you can practice Anapanasati with happy, relaxed mind. Only then you can make progress. Sometimes it may take you many years to understand what's the meaning of relax. Because nowadays people don't know how to relax. For Burmese people, they know how to relax very well. But for we, Chinese, Westerner, they don't know how to relax. It may take you, years to know how to relax. And although, as a teacher, repeatedly, whenever I teach, I mention, please practice with relaxed mind. Again and again, repeatedly, but students still cannot get it. Only after many months later, they report to me. When I start to relax, I start to make progress. I say, in the first Dharma talk, second Dharma talk, third Dharma talk, I repeatedly ask you to relax. Why you must learn relaxation only after many months? This may happen to you as well. So what's the reason? You cannot relax in the very beginning. Why you must, after many months, only realize your mistake? Even though the teacher remind you again and again. What's the reason? If you can figure out the reason, then you will be relaxing at first day. Okay, so check yourself. Why you cannot relax? I think throughout our life, we never know how to relax. So it becomes a habit. Now in our job, in our work, you know, we have to compete with other people. Cannot relax. Your mind is tense all the time. So if you take that tension and come to the retreat and apply the same tension in the retreat, you are not going to make progress. So you cannot hold that old habit in your work, in your daily life, and bring it to the retreat. You are not going to make progress. Okay? So you must learn and let go of your habitual way of doing things, like tense up, competition, or expectation, or goal-oriented. 7 days, I must achieve what? No, forget it. Dhamma is not up to you. Dhamma is anatta, non-self, cause and effect, right? Sometimes the more effort you put, the more you get stuck. Because you apply the wrong wrong way. It's not only the effort, there are many things. Mindfulness, balancing is most important. Balancing the effort with concentration is most important. So not one side effort. Only one side effort, excessive effort cause restlessness, cause more restlessness. So from time to time you must check whether you balance your effort and concentration or not. And from time to time check your mind whether you have strong expectation or not. Put aside all these things. Empty the mind and enjoy your meditation. That is how you make progress in your concentration practice. We have been practicing it for 10 years, 20 years. Maybe for me, after 10 years, only I know how to relax. Worse than anyone in the world. I also make the same mistake like everyone. When concentrate here, wow, great effort. Want to achieve something. Want to calm the mind very fast. No, cannot. They cannot do like that. Okay, so this is the very important advice that you have to bear in mind all the time. What I share with you are the points that we have, are the mistakes that we have done before. So I don't want you to repeat the same mistake we have done. Okay, now come to the walking meditation. Walking meditation, I will recommend you, there are two ways. One way you can, if you want to practice pure concentration, while walking, you also can concentrate on your breath. Like, let's say you're standing here, then walking, then breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. So, synchronize your breath with the step. But your awareness is on your breath, not on your step. If you want to practice pure Anapanasati, so breathing in, focus on your breath, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, standing also breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, then turning, breathing in, breathing out. This one way, if you want to practice in this way, go ahead to do it. Or you want to have mixture, concentration and insight, then standing, try to discern nama rupa, mentality and materiality. So standing. First, see your desire to walk. Right? Now I want to walk. Desire to walk. Because of that desire to walk, they produce four elements in the body. You know four elements, right? Yes. Four elements, earth element, water, fire, wind element. So desire to walk produce four elements in the body. Then, among these four elements, the wind is very predominant. So the wind will push your leg. Right step, left step, right step, left step. So when you go right step, you just observe wind element. When any motion is called wind element. Any movement or motion is called wind element. So right step, left step, it's just a way of wind element. Then stop. Stop, you stand still. It's also wind element that support your body, otherwise it will collapse. So you see the wind element that support your standing posture. Right? And turning the body also wind element. So you observe wind element, wind element. Then stand still, want to walk again, see the desire to walk. Now see, oh, the mind. There's a thought, want to walk, that produce four elements. Then you walk again, to and fro, to and fro. See, mind produce four elements. So only mind and matter, only these two. Try to see only mind and matter, no self, no a permanent self. Just see these two and professed it. This is insight meditation way of practice. Okay, is it clear? Any question? Okay, since you are clear, then let's start.